Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Dive In. This is Mark Wyatt. I'm pastor of Deeper Life Fellowship in Mobile, Alabama. I'm glad you're with us today. I've got really a very special broadcast for you today. In the next few minutes, you're going to hear one of the testimony times that we had in one of our services a couple of months ago. The Lord is doing some amazing things among us. We are really seeing the reality that the kingdom of God is here, as Jesus preached and proclaimed, saying, "The kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. It's within your grasp." You know, it's like Jesus said, "I have come and I've brought my kingdom with me, and I'm going to let you taste it and get in on it so that you can trade up in this world and taste the blessings and the benefits of the age to come now so that you can be delivered from this present evil age." And so Jesus himself said, you know, I was sent for this reason. It was for this reason that I must preach the good news that the kingdom has come all over the place, and these other towns also. So we have seen the benefits of this, and what you're about to hear are some incredible stories, including an account of one of our former associate pastors who just recently was raised from the dead. So listen to these stories and enjoy the accounts of the goodness of God.
Now, in case you didn't get that, let me reiterate. His sister had an infection that was the strongest one known to man at the time, resisted every antibiotic. They had said the infection's in your bones. They're about to put a PICC line, a port in her heart to feed antibiotics directly to her heart so that this thing wouldn't kill her. And it didn't gradually get better, everybody. The medicine didn't just all of a sudden kick in. The kingdom of God came in and she was healed just like that. Thank you, God. There's more. Don't order yet. Many of you know, yesterday morning, we got a call about Lonnie. For those of you who don't know Lonnie, some of you have come here. We've had so many people come the past few months. Some of you haven't met Lonnie, but Lonnie was our associate pastor here for three and a half years. And just an incredible guy, wonderful job, and just loving people all over the place. And Lonnie was diagnosed last July with cancer, and cancer in his throat and back of the tongue, and so he's been undergoing horrible treatments for it. It's really taken a toll on him. I believe he got healed of cancer months ago, but the treatments were taking a toll on him. So anyway, we've been walking with him and Dawn through all this. About two weeks ago, he finished his last treatment, radiation, chemo treatment. We thought, man, this is going to be great. Got a call yesterday morning early, and Dawn couldn't wake him up. He was gotten in bed with their son during the night. And anyway, yesterday morning, she couldn't wake him up. He had stopped breathing. And so she gave him CPR till the ambulance came. The ambulance came, took him to Spring Hill Hospital, and we rushed down there. A bunch of us were there with Dawn and praying, not knowing what was going on. And the consensus at the time was, you know, and maybe you've been in the situation, you know, that nobody knows what's happened for a long time. You know, the doctors, nurses, all they can say is, well, we don't know. Well, and what they didn't know, what they decided was that a bunch of medication they had been given all kind of came together and told his brain to stop breathing. And so they think he might have even aspirated a little during the night. So they didn't know how long his brain had been without oxygen, how long he'd been hypoxic. And so they're saying, yesterday morning, we were at the hospital, and Dawn collapsed in the hallway because the doctor said this could go either way. We don't know if he's going to live or die. And so we just began praying, and praying kingdom prayers and reading scriptures about the kingdom of God and this thing, and the rule and reign of God. And Lonnie was taken to a room in ICU, and we waited there for a while, continued to pray. a couple hours later in the afternoon, I had to leave to go and take care of my family. Got the flu running through the house. Anybody seen that lately? All right. So I'm resisting all that too and taking a throw. But I called back down there. Libby was still there. And she said, "Mark, have you heard the latest?" I said, "No." She said, "Well, they can't find a pulse now." And she said, they're going in to try to find an arterial pulse somewhere because they can't. There's no blood pressure. So she said, "They're supposed to come out in a few moments and give Dawn the form to sign that says do not resuscitate, because that's what Lonnie had asked her to do. So I rushed back down there and got in the ICU waiting room. And Dawn, of course, had had a meltdown in the meantime, and she was just weeping on Libby Badon's shoulders. And she said, and Dawn, man, Dawn has been so faithful and so strong through all of this that we can't imagine. But she said, where is Jesus? And about 30 seconds after I got there, though, an ICU nurse came out. I remember Lonnie had not, he had been out. She came out and she came to the waiting room and she said, he's officially up now. He's awake and fighting us. Now, 5 minutes later, some of our deeper lifers who didn't know that yet were coming down the hallway and we told them, Lonnie, he's awake. Now, he was so agitated they had to give him stuff to put him out again because he had tubes. He was living in a respirator. You know, he was intubated. And so they had to put him out so we wouldn't fight all that. And one of our guys said, so Mark, do you know what's been happening? I said, no. He said, for the past hour or so, people from our church have been out in the courtyard calling Lonnie back, calling him forth in the name of Jesus. And so, you know, we've always said we just want to be in the room when it happens. Y'all, I really believe that, that God is manifesting himself here. And here's what we saw. Lonnie was as dead as you can be without being pronounced dead. Do you understand that? He was gone. But in a heartbeat, he was back. Now, hang on. Before you flow, just wait. The doctors had said, you know, we don't know how long he was without oxygen, so we don't know how much brain damage there's going to be. And my response was, you know, he was way too much smarter than the rest of us anyway, so he could afford to lose some brain cells. It wouldn't hurt anything. However, we're believing God for no brain damage at all. Complete healing, restoration of everything. And the doctor said, well, the first 24 hours pill, he said, we'll know tomorrow morning how much he's going to actually wake up. And Melvin just handed me this note. We just got a call. It said, Lonnie is awake and is asking for Dawn. Wait, there's more. Paul and Jamie, y'all come on up. PJ, Sarah, y'all come up here for a second. You know, I want to do this kind of, I mean, you can't rank these things, you know what I'm saying? But if they were in order of magnitude, what we're about to celebrate would be the biggest. And we have scriptural reason for saying that. Y'all come on up. You know, Paul and Jamie Thagard, come on up here, guys, just get anywhere you want to. Their son PJ and his girlfriend Sarah. While we were there yesterday, you know, honestly, PJ, I didn't tell you this, but when you spoke to me, I thought, man, there's something different about this guy. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's just in a good mood. Here's what we found out. Last week at home, they were talking together, and PJ was kind of sharing about how tough life had been, taking some hits, and so what do I do? And Jamie said, well, you kind of need to start with the foundation. You know, it's nothing a good dose of salvation wouldn't cure. And so began to talk to him about giving his heart to Christ. And it was so cool because Paul and Jamie were saying, they said, you know, Paul said, listen, you see the life your mom and I live. We don't look like we're having a bad time, do we? And this looks pretty cool, right? And Paul said, and PJ said this. He said, you know what? I can tell you guys live it. You don't just talk it, you live it. And so, because Paul and Jamie have been living the kingdom in their home, what happened is now PJ and Sarah have given their lives to Christ, and their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes! Yes! Thank you! Thank you, God! And Jesus said when the disciples went out and they cast out demons and they healed the sick and raised the dead, Jesus came back. He said, man, that's great. But what really should excite you is your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So God forbid that we should ever be less excited about somebody getting saved than we are about somebody getting raised from the dead. So, because that's exactly what happened. They were dead in their trespasses and sins, and now they have been made alive with Christ Jesus. Yeah. That's exciting. All right. All right, good. Let's just pray. Father, we just... God, we're just in the middle of living life with you. And we say to you, Lord, there is no better place to be. There's no other place we'd rather be than living and walking with you. Father, there are some in this room who are still waiting for their miracle. They're waiting for their son's salvation. They're waiting for their daughter's salvation. They're waiting for their healing. They're waiting for deliverance. So, oh God, we say now together, we say, as we have said this whole time, Father God, let your kingdom come. Yes. Let your will be done. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. Yes. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. And yours is the glory. Forever. Amen.
Isn't that an amazing story? Listen, our God is an awesome God. And I want you to know that the flow of that testimony time was on purpose. We went from this woman who was incredibly healed of an infection that doctors were afraid was about to kill her, to a man being raised from the dead, who even now the doctors and the nurses don't understand what happened. And in fact, he who was supposed to have been a vegetable for the rest of his life was released from the hospital about 10 days later and is doing wonderfully now. And this was a couple of months ago, and he's just doing incredibly well. And now he's telling the story of what he saw in heaven when he died. That's a whole nother broadcast that's coming your way soon. But I just wanted to encourage you today to know that there is hope. There is more, everybody, than we've ever seen. There is more love. There's more power. And, you know, again, with the flow of that testimony went from a healing to someone being raised from the dead to someone being saved, getting eternal life. You know, Jesus told the disciples when they ministered, they saw people healed and they saw demons cast out. And he said, you know, it's great that demons are subject to you in my name. That's a good thing. But what really should get you excited is that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so we still believe, we know that salvation is the greatest miracle, but we also believe that the kingdom of God is available to us today in a greater measure than we have ever thought before. And if we will just agree with the Word of God on that and get in on our assignment to bring the blessings and benefits of the age to come to bear on this present evil age, so that people can experience freedom from addictions, they can experience healing, they can experience the love of God in so many ways, even beyond having our sins forgiven, which is the greatest way, because that's what gets us into the kingdom, to live at a higher life than we've ever known. You can listen to this again at deeperlifefellowship.com or dlfmobile.com. Thanks for listening to Dive In. We'll see you next time.